Desiderio desideravi hoc pasca manducare vobiscum antequam patiar. With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the day of the Annunciation of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, as our sweet mother uttered that solemn fiat that remade our world brought low by sin, let it be done unto me according to thy word, she became the new Ark of the Covenant. Just as the Ark of Moses had held the law of God written on tablets of stone, the Blessed Virgin held within her from that moment the new law, written not on tablets of stone, but on the Sacred Heart. For Jeremiah had said, I will put my law within them, I will write it on their hearts. Just as the ark held the manna, the miraculous bread from heaven that sustained the chosen people in their desert wanderings, here enclosed in her virginal flesh, the new ark protected our Savior, who would describe himself in the Holy Gospel according to St. John as the bread of life, who grants everlasting life. Yet how would that law be written on the hearts of his people, his brethren? Indeed, how would he make for himself brothers and sisters? How would Jesus Christ give to his own people conquered by his victory, his flesh to eat and his blood to drink? How could he if he did not first wash them of their sins in the very precious blood, if he did not offer his life for the life of the world, to be their law, to be their food, he must first be their priest. Just as the old ark held the miraculous budding staff of Aaron the high priest, the new ark too would be seen to a priestly ordination. In the folds of her mother's mantle, the Queen of heaven and earth held in her holy womb God the Son, who at the moment of his incarnation became forever a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. St. Paul reveals this sacred moment to us in his epistle to the Hebrews, saying, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, see, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. The first act of the God-man upon entering this world is a priestly act, an oblation, an offering, a sacrifice. But this divine act is not merely an oblation, but the oblation, the offering, the sacrifice, the one and only sacrifice of his life, begun that day, but that will be completed on Good Friday and live into eternity. At the Annunciation, we were yet 33 years removed from Calvary and the cross, but the Sacred Heart is already there in spirit, and indeed will never leave the cross. As Blessed Columba Marmion says, all of the mysteries of Jesus Christ gravitate to the cross and are only the completion, the fulfillment of the burning desire that he speaks inaudibly in his Virgin Mother's womb in the very first moment of his sacred earthly life. He, life itself, has come not to live but to die, that we who are dead might live in him. The sacred liturgy on the lips of the Apostle St. Paul spoke these solemn words to us on the occasion of our eternal high priest's solemn entrance into Jerusalem this past Palm Sunday. Hoc enim sentita in vobis quodit in Christo Jesu. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. This sacred triduum is the one the only source of all of our holiness, the holiness of Jesus Christ exemplified in the greatest work of his life, his passion. Our Christian temperance, our Christian justice, our prudence, our fortitude, you may draw them from no other well but the five wounds of God the Son made man. Where will you find Christian charity, that love divine that heals all wounds and is the crown of our life of grace? There is no other font but the opened sacred heart of Jesus Christ. Yet how may I meet him in his mysteries, dear friends, if it is only in the real presence of the eternal high priest that I may meet him by faith? What path may I take to find him and so become like him, that the thoughts of his sacred heart might be my own? Christ has ascended into heaven to intervene for us with his heavenly Father. How will he make himself to dwell in my heart? How can I be like him who am nothing without him? He will appear again by a marvel of his mercy and love. Who will teach me the new law written on his sacred heart? St. Paul tells us that faith comes from hearing, but he also asks, quote, how are they to believe in one whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, end quote. Moreover, how will Jesus nourish me with his own flesh and blood as he promised, he, the true bread of life? It is on this sacred night that he answers these questions. His heart has been pressed for this moment to come, and that sacred heart that we adore in his litany as an ardent furnace of charity bursts forth saying, Desiderio desideravi hoc pasca manducare vobiscum ante quam patiar. With desire I have desired, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. He has long awaited this moment when he would introduce these lowly men whom he has taken from the world, his apostles whom he would make to enter into the mysteries of his sacred heart in a new way, in an eternal way. As he celebrates the last Passover and the first Mass, which are but one reality together with the cross of Good Friday, he gives them a solemn command forever altering their souls. Do this in memory of me. It is through these men that Jesus will appear in their teaching and from their hands in the Holy Eucharist. It will be other men, chosen from among men, just like Aaron. It is they who will become like unto Jesus Christ, not as his successor, but as his instrument and servant. It is from the lips of the priests that we will demand divine knowledge, as the prophet Malachi proclaimed. It is from his anointed hands that Jesus Christ will give us his very self as food and drink. Who will teach us the law of the Sacred Heart? Who will nourish us with the bread of life? It is none other than the priest. Adore our Lord with me, brothers and sisters, who commanded the divine power to be carried in such fragile vessels that is this holy priesthood. This priesthood by which God has lifted the lowly to confound the strong of this world. It is the greatest power ever given to men, but nowhere are to be seen in it the signs of human might. It is a glory whose victories are won only in divine surrender, and for whom to serve is not to fall, but to reign. Happy are the men whom God has chosen to stand at his altar, to walk the borderline of this world and the next as an ambassador, an emissary, a pontiff. From the heart of a priest has been taken all hope of being fulfilled even momentarily by merely human joys. This is so, so that others might live to eternity now. He must go before them to Calvary and die to this world for them. The first sermon I heard as a first-year seminarian of our dear institute, pronounced by the rector of the seminary, is forever etched in my mind and heart. He said, "The priest never leaves the steps of the altar." For indeed, the heart of a priest must always be at the altar. From the moment of his master's incarnation, the sacred heart never left the altar of the cross. So too in all his dealings, the heart of a priest must always be found, not only with our Blessed Mother and Saint John beneath the cross, but truly affixed to it with his master. Happy are the people who shall know such a priest. Happy to the priest so sustained by their prayers, whose life and love is purified and sanctified by their prayerful support, by their own loving gifts. To the young men present this evening, I address an urgent appeal. Pray often to Jesus, our eternal high priest, and ask him if he is calling you to be united more perfectly with his sacred heart. There is a world beyond these walls that does not know that heart that has so loved us. There are souls that Jesus Christ desperately wishes to save by the offering of his most precious body and blood. My sons, ask our Blessed Mother, is it my lips that shall proclaim his praise? Will my hands cleanse his holy people from sin and offer the eternal sacrifice? Let us pray all on this sacred night, the feast of our Emmanuel God with us, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and in the holy priesthood. O Lord, send us priests. O Lord, send us holy priests. O Lord, send us many holy priests and religious vocations. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.